time once again for us to get into the Word of God, as we do every day at this time, to give you some spiritual nourishment to start our day. And joining us this week, a first-time muncher with us, Nathan Branham. He is from Grace Fellowship Church in Lima. So thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, it's my privilege, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, we're going to turn things over to you, Nathan, and let you share what God's laid on your heart this morning.
Thanks so much, guys. Well, first, but I'm so grateful to the Lord because he's had mercy on guys like me because I'm not always the brightest bulb in the box. And 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 46 gives us a principle that we see in the Word of God, but is also what I like to call an operative verse. That means that it controls principles as we read the Bible, but as we know that truth is the ultimate reality. And so as we look and perceive life through our eyes, we see this taking place all around us. So listen to this principle. It's powerful. And I think that all of us will become a bit sharper in life. And it says in 1 Corinthians 15:46, it says, "The spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterward the spiritual." The context of this verse is talking about resurrection, but it actually works in the Bible as well, meaning that we see this all throughout it's a pattern in the scriptures. So that means that God gives us a picture in the natural of what's taking place in the spiritual. So if we look back in the Old Testament, we see that God gave us shadow pictures, or he continually rehearsed for us in plays or dramas, if you will, real life plays and dramas for that matter. And so he gave us lambs that they would sacrifice. And you remember that Jesus was the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And so God would just repeatedly in the Old Testament show people pictures and examples of what was to come. And so we see this even today. If you look in our world, we'll see pictures and patterns of things that God is doing in the spiritual realm. And that's important because while you and I are born natural, we're born into this world really bound in so many ways to our seeing, our hearing, our touching, our tasting, and our smelling. However, there is a greater reality that we all know because we're born again now, we're in relationship with God. We know that there is a higher realm, and that is the realm of the spirit. And Yes FM is so good at pointing people to the realm of the spirit and to connect with God. But this verse tells us that that which is natural is first. And so here's what I want to focus our listeners on this morning, is that in the past 8 years, identity thieves have stole roughly $200 billion in the U.S. alone. There were a lot of surveys that took place in 2017 and 2018 about the effect of identity fraud in our daily lives. I would guess that probably a lot of our listeners, including myself, have been the victims of identity theft, whether that's just thieves taking, you know, a few dollars from our credit card number, whatever that is. But this can have major implications in our lives and destroy us financially. It'll ruin our identity, but our image, all these things. This is a pattern we're seeing in the natural. And like I said, thank the Lord that he's had mercy on old Marines like myself. We're not always the brightest. So he said, I'm going to show you what this looks like in the natural, but you need to be aware of it so you can see what's taking place in the spirit. So we see this identity theft taking place in the natural. This is taking place in the spiritual. John 10:10 says, the thief comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. And one of the major areas, guys, that he is stealing from us is our identity in Jesus Christ. Last thought here, one of the clearest pictures that we see in the scriptures of the enemy having the audacity to steal anyone's identity is that of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Matthew 4 and Luke 4, when Jesus is tempted in the wilderness, there were temptations within the temptations that Satan leveled against the Lord. And the first one is, if you are the Son of God, if you are, think about that. Satan had the gall to dare tempt Jesus into questioning his identity. So if Satan will do that to the very Son of God, love incarnate, what will he do to you and I? He is on the attack. He has mobilized his forces to get us to believe everything other than the truth. And our true identity needs to be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Just a few of these before I'm done here. Ephesians 2:5 says that because we have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are alive with him. Romans 8:2 says we are free from the law of sin and death. Isaiah 54:14, we're far from oppression. and we don't have to live in fear. 2 Timothy 1:7, that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. We're children of God. We're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Romans 8:17. Our identity is something that we need to be so jealous for and so protective of. And so I'm praying today that every listener will just see the glorious identity that Jesus has died and paid to give them. One of the only ways we cannot get around this to really secure who we are is to read what I like to call the Bible, to read the love letter and see everything that God has done for us and everything that God has declared that we are. It really is our inheritance. It is the will that God has given to each and every one of us. And frankly, men, we are wealthy beyond measure. We're wealthy not only just financially. I mean, I know sometimes it doesn't seem like that. But spiritually, we are wealthy and have riches in Jesus Christ untold. We just have to access them by grace through faith in the Word of God.
That's a good word for us, Nathan. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners?
Absolutely. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you have made way for us. You have given us access to the very throne of grace. And I'm praying that today, where anyone is at, whether they're in their vehicle right now, maybe they're running with their phones and their AirPods in their ears, whatever that may be, wherever they may be, that we just take a moment and pause and approach your throne of grace. And Lord, you said that we can receive grace and mercy to help us in our time of need. Grace, because we need so much more than we have, and mercy, because God, we deserve really some punishment, but you've been so gracious. So, Lord, we pray today that you would help each and every one of us gracefully and gratefully receive the identity that you died to give us. Help us to be more intent not to allow the enemy to steal what you have given us. You have declared so many truths over us, so much power you have bequeathed to us, and God, today we receive it. I'm praying for those that are really struggling with their identity. Our culture is intent upon skewing our sexual identity, skewing our gender lines, skewing our potential, skewing our spirituality and the truth that we find in the Word of God. Lord, I pray that you would make us all sober, make us all vigilant, that we could stand against the wiles of the enemy, and that we could become more than conquerors, as you have declared that we are in Jesus Christ. We love you. Bless each and every one today. God, for those that maybe they haven't heard anything good recently, maybe they've just been hearing that old worn-out record of depression, anger, guilt, anxiety, God, bless them today. Strengthen them. We speak into their lives right now that they are loved by you. They are cherished. The thoughts that you think of them are more than the sand of the sea. We love you. We praise you now. It's in Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Amen. Nathan Branham joining us from Grace Fellowship Church in Lima. Tell us about Grace Fellowship Church.
Yeah, Grace Fellowship Church, guys, I started pastoring there back in 2010. Listen, I pastor some of the greatest people in all the world. They are kind, they are service-minded. And you know what? We really believe at Grace Fellowship Church that God is still speaking today. When God's word is preached, he blesses it with his anointing. And so we can hear what God is saying. And so I'm really so thankful that God has allowed me to pastor this people. And I think it's important to note that is our vacation Bible school. Yes.
And well, tell us a little about that. What's going on? And
theme this year is Power Up. And so it's 5 years old, give or take, up to about 10 years old. And it's a video game theme. We've got it decorated. It's amazing. We've got video game themes out, you know, everywhere. Pac-Man, Mario, and all these other things. It's going to be a great time. So they're going to learn how to power up. Maybe not a whole lot video game-wise. Of course, like I said, there'll be a lot of themes, but how to really power up in God. We're going to be serving dinner. It's just going to be an amazing time.
And is it too late to get your kids signed up?
It is not. No, actually, if you go to our website, gfclima.com, you could email us also at gracefclima@gmail.com, and just let us know you're coming. And even if they don't do that, they can just show up.
And where is the church located?
We are at 1606 West Elm Street in Lima, 1606 West Elm Street.
Excellent. Hey, Nathan, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, guys.